Looking for your next favorite podcast? Start here.
The new coverage started resembling the truth of the speech, which was that it was much more divisive and partisan than the White House told people it would be.
James McCord was a former CIA officer.
And guess what else he is? A consultant to President Richard Nixon's re-election campaign committee, hired to install its security system.
Donald Trump either is guilty of something or believes he's guilty of something.
Welcome to this week's episode of the WVXU Discovery Podcast, Start Here. I'm Trip Eldridge, your podcast jockey. Get set for a quick overview and sample of three podcasts today, two national and one locally produced, to help you navigate the ever-growing world of the podcast phenomenon. Plus, we're introducing the all-new Start Here Blast weekly e-newsletter. You'll get a personalized email with a podcast we feature on Start Here. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email from the bottom of the page. Also, now you can rate Start Here on iTunes. And if you're a fan, a 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. So don't forget to rate us on iTunes today. And now, with special thanks for technical assistance from Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and writing research and curation support by Connor Eldridge, it's time to Start Here. We're back on a politics kick on Start Here, and today we've got three political podcasts that'll keep you in the know on what you need to know. First up is one of the country's most popular political podcasts. You might have seen them featured recently on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert or on the top of some of the iTunes charts. Pod Save America, hosted by four former White House aides to President Obama, is the political podcast in a time where political podcasts have never been more necessary or more sought after. This biting, critical series is full of fun, fear, and facts as hosts Jon Favreau, John Lovett, Dan Pfeiffer, and Tommy Veter discuss their takes on the goings-on of D.C. As former White House staffers, the guys can give you some of the most well-informed info on the inner workings of our often confusing governmental system. Each week, they're joined by politicians, journalists, comedians, and activists for a no-holds-barred conversation about politics, media, and the Trump presidency. Here's a sample from a recent episode of Pod Save America titled An Insult to Banana Republics. In this clip, the guys are joined by Washington Post journalist Ashley Parker to discuss Trump's recent State of the Union national address and examine the implications of the speech, Trump's unique rhetoric, and the direction of the administration heading into the midterm election season. In this sample, they discuss the media's role in dissecting a speech and revealing the truth behind the big, best words.
So, you know, you go through the speech. He called Obamacare disastrous. He took a shot at NFL players who kneeled during the anthem to protest police violence against Black Americans. And, you know, he used the word bipartisan once in the speech, and it was in a reference to a meeting he had on immigration in the past. I had had a bipartisan meeting, which was also a section of the speech where he said, my duty is to protect Americans and defend their safety because Americans are dreamers too. So I don't really buy that this was an attempt at bipartisanship or unifying
You're
speech.
You're so cynical. What is up?
I mean, I just, like, why, how easily fooled are people? I don't understand. I mean, look.
I mean, do you think people were fooled?
So I think, here's the deal. And now we can get to the section on the press reaction to the speech. I think it is clear that if you put together a speech that is carefully worded and you spend a long time on it so that it's as popular as possible, and, you know, all of your – if you have these racist dog whistles, they're quieter than Trump usually makes them when he's just tweeting or saying something off the cuff. You know, if you get that all together, you can put together a speech that a lot of people who watch it will say, that was a fine speech. Either they really like it or they say it's somewhat fine. It's bland. It's boring. Whatever. He said America a lot. He told nice stories about people. Great. Fine. But then it is the media's job to go through that speech and tell people, you know, what was true and what wasn't true, you know, where he said things that he said contradictory things in the past, where he's made promises that he's also made those promises in the past and broken them or hasn't fulfilled them yet and hasn't even tried, like on prescription drugs and some of the other things he did. So that's like the basic role of the media when they're analyzing the speech. It seems as though a lot of the coverage, at least a lot of the early coverage, was based on the White House spin that this was going to be a bipartisan unifying speech. I will say that as the night wore on and we got into today, the new coverage started resembling the truth of the speech, which was that it was much more divisive and partisan than the White House told people it would be. So I do think the media reacted in the right way over time. But we still had a couple initial pundit takes that were eye-rolling, to say the least.
A sample from the podcast Pod Save America from Crooked Media. You can hear more about what's going on in Washington and inside the White House from people who did it themselves with Pod Save America. Check it out now on WVXU's Podcast Central. New to the Podcast Central Library this week is a podcast about another one of the most controversial presidents in U.S. history, Richard Nixon. From Slate Media, Slow Burn is an 8-episode podcast miniseries that takes you on a journey through the story of Watergate. Host Leon Neyfakh brings you Watergate as you have never heard it before. The story is wilder, more exciting, and more unbelievable than you ever thought possible. You'll be led through the many twists and turns of the scandal and find out what it was really like to live through a presidential scandal of that magnitude. In telling this sensational story, Slow Burn begs the question, if we were living through Watergate, would we know it? In light of the scrutiny towards the behaviors of the current administration, this question has never been more important to ask. All 8 episodes of the miniseries are available now on WVXU's Podcast Central, and you won't want to stop binging on them. Here is a sample from the first episode of Slow Burn called Martha. This episode tells the story of Martha Mitchell, one of the first people to discover some of the alarming details of the Watergate scandal. In it, we learn that Martha's unbelievable and unlawful detainment, imprisonment, and abuse was just for knowing what she knew. Here, Leon reveals Martha's experience in the days following the famous Watergate break-in.
There was a problem, though. Martha knew one of the burglars who was arrested that weekend. In fact, she knew the most important one.
This is a police photograph of James W. McCord.
James McCord was a former CIA officer.
And guess what else he is? A consultant to President Richard Nixon's re-election campaign committee, hired to install its security system.
Martha knew McCord because he'd worked as her personal security guard in the spring of 72. Martha and John Mitchell had a young daughter, Marty. And James McCord had driven Marty to and from school. Though she would later deny it, Martha reportedly liked McCord and trusted him. And of course, she knew exactly how closely he worked with her husband. For that reason, John Mitchell didn't want his wife to find out that McCord was involved in the burglary. Who knew how she would react, what questions she would ask, or who she would try to talk to about McCord's involvement with the committee? So when he left for D.C., Mitchell put a former FBI agent named Steve King in charge of Martha. And he told him to keep her away from newspapers, TV news, any coverage of the burglary. But on Monday morning, just 2 days after the break-in, Martha got her hands on a copy of the LA Times. On the front page was a mugshot of James McCord, alongside an article laying out the basic facts of the Watergate break-in. In the article, Martha's husband was quoted saying that McCord wasn't really a member of the committee to re-elect the president, which came to be known eventually by the cheeky acronym CREEP.
John Mitchell said McCord and the others were neither acting on behalf of the campaign committee nor with its consent.
All McCord had done for CREEP, according to Mitchell's statement, was to help install their security system months before the burglary. Martha knew her husband was lying, but she didn't know why. She tried to call him to find out what was going on, but she had trouble reaching him. Frustrated, she finally reached one of his aides and, in a fury, told him that her next call would be to her friend Helen Thomas, a reporter at the United Press International Newswire. Steve King, the security guard who'd been assigned to look after Martha, was instructed to keep her away from the phone. But this was easier said than done. On Thursday, June 22nd, 5 days after the break-in, Martha pretended to be asleep and sneaked off to call Helen Thomas. She didn't spill the beans on Watergate right away. But when the subject came up, she got very agitated and started talking about how if her husband didn't get out of the dirty business of politics, she would leave him.
And she said, I've given John an ultimatum. This really set her off.
Before Thomas got a chance to ask Martha what kind of dirty business she was talking about, she suddenly heard Martha exclaim, you just get away, get away.
Get away, get away. And I didn't know what was happening, and then there was a phone disconnect.
Then The line went dead.
A quick sample from the 8-part miniseries podcast, Slow Burn, with Leon Neyfakh. Get the true, chilling story of the Watergate scandal in full with Slow Burn. Available now on WVXU's Podcast Central. Locally, our podcast this week is certainly not local in its scope. The More Perfect Union podcast is a political podcast with the mantra, debate without hate. Co-host and Cincinnati local Greg Matusik teams up with other homegrown political activists from across the political spectrum for a weekly roundtable discussion of the week's news and politics. From a television writer to a campaign advisor, each of the hosts has his or her ear to the political pulse of the country, offering unique and humorous insights into the world of government. The More Perfect Union podcast is a perfect way to get informed on political views without having any opinions simultaneously pushed onto you. Or if opinions are pushed, at least More Perfect Union encompasses a variety of them. Here's a sample from a recent episode of the More Perfect Union podcast titled Perjury Trap. In it, the hosts discuss the seemingly never-ending Russia investigation, trying to get to the bottom of where the investigation actually stands. Here they offer their thoughts on the recent developments that Trump attempted to have Robert Mueller fired way back in June.
I was going to say, putting aside Sean Hannity trying to do the dead cat strategy without an actual dead cat, the first question is, why is this coming out now, considering that it happened in June? And the best theory I have for that is Bill Kristol's theory, Bill Kristol, the Weekly Standard, who said the most likely reason that this is coming out now is that Trump is probably thinking about doing it again now, and that this leak was essentially designed to stop him and to get him to back off, which means that this obviously, this should not be surprised to anybody, this is not over. This is barreling forward, and we really don't know how this is going to end.
It seems to me absolutely obvious to anyone who is not biased, anybody who is an objective viewer of what's gone on the last year and a half, that one, Donald Trump either is guilty or of something or believes he's guilty of something. Number two, he would have liked to have fired Mueller. He still would like to fire Mueller. He will do anything to avoid what is coming his way. You know, I'm going to do a side moment here. Watching the people, the experts on television being asked, should Trump agree to be interviewed by Robert Mueller under oath? And all of the experts are saying, oh no, he shouldn't do that. It's a perjury trap. Don't step into a perjury trap. Hey, you know what? Swearing under oath, sworn testimony, is supposed to be a perjury trap. That's exactly what sworn testimony is. They swear you to tell the truth, and if you don't, it's perjury. It's not a trap that Robert Mueller is laying for this guy. The only trap is if Trump lies, okay? But here's what's going to happen. This thing is barreling forward. In a couple of months, maybe in a year, Robert Mueller is going to either release a report or offer a referral to Congress that is going to include a whole lot of indictments and criminal charges. There's going to be obstruction of justice is going to be one of them. It's going to be one of his conclusions. There may be others, including some form of collusion. That may not be the wording he uses, but there's going to probably be some conspiracy to work with the Russians to affect the outcome of a presidential election. This is all going to happen. Donald Trump is not going to be Bill Clinton or Richard Nixon. He is not going to let the system work. Donald Trump is going to fight it. And Kevin Kelton is predicting we are going to have a constitutional crisis, the likes of which we haven't seen in our lifetimes, not as bad as the Civil War, but there's going to be a lot of stuff that goes down between now and then, and it's going to be very interesting to watch.
A snippet from our local spotlight, the More Perfect Union podcast. Check it out right now in the WVXU Podcast Central Library. To the charts we go with our weekly peek at the movers and shakers on the Apple Podcast charts via iTunescharts.net. Continuing to register at number one over the past few weeks are Atlanta Monster, The Onion's Very Fatal Murder, and Slow Burn, a podcast about Watergate. And now included in the number one seat this week is the new podcast Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard. The podcast debuted last week with Dax and his wife Kristen Bell and instantly rocketed to number one. Dax uses decades of sobriety, degree in anthropology, and years of improv training to become an armchair expert about the human condition. That's Armchair Expert with Dax Shepard, number one on the Apple Podcast charts. That wraps up this episode of Start Here, WVXU's Discovery Podcast. And speaking of discovery, astronomical discovery, that is, you want to check out our newest original podcast, Looking Up, with Dean Regas and Anna Heyman. Dean's the outreach astronomer at the Cincinnati Observatory and co-host of the PBS series Stargazers and author of the book Facts from Space. Anna's the observatory's director of development with an innate curiosity about the cosmos. That's Looking Up, now at WVXU.org. And if you're turning into a podcast junkie and just can't get enough, try these two new discovery resources, NPR's The Big Listen with Laura Ober. You get an audio peek into great storytelling podcasts. And for a more blog-like written review and recommendation, NPR has earbud.fm. They use unique categories to help you discover podcasts with things like advice, do it like a lady, and big ideas. And of course, Jim Nolan, Kevin Reynolds, and the WVXU staff feature our favorites on Podcast Central at WVXU.org. That's where we'll add your recommendations if you just email us at podcast@wvxu.org or call 513-294-8030 and leave us a voicemail. I'm Trip Eldridge for WVXU, and thank you for choosing to start here.